November is Epilepsy Awareness Month, and we're here to make you aware of some new technology that may help folks with their seizures. Joining us this morning is Dr. Danielle Becker, a neurologist specializing in the treatment of epilepsy from the Metro Health System in Cleveland. Also with us, we've got Lauren, who is suffers from epilepsy and is involved in some of this treatment, as well as her mother, who's a caregiver and has been there with her through all of this. Let's start, Dr. Becker, if you could give us kind of a diagnosis of epilepsy. What is it, and really what's the risks of related to seizures?
Well, thank you for having us. So a lot of people don't realize that epilepsy is one of the most common neurological conditions. It affects 1 in 26 people, and it's characterized by something called seizures, which are caused by abnormal electrical activity in the brain. And so if someone has this, over time it can lead to issues with memory and cognition. It can lead to limitations in schooling, in employment, in driving. I can talk to you about that as well. And it also can sometimes lead to something called sudden unexpected death with epilepsy. So there are consequences to uncontrolled seizures.
Lauren, when did you first discover, and I guess maybe if you wanted to also bring Mary Ann, your mother, on this, so that epilepsy was what was impacting your life at that time?
When I was 8 years old, I was diagnosed with epilepsy and short-term memory loss.
Her first, she had epilepsy, was diagnosed when she was 8, like Lauren said, but before that, her memory issues came into play. She was in kindergarten, and she would repeat her questions from, you know, the teacher, and she was very hard time doing her assignments. So that's what prompted us to see a neurologist in the beginning. And at that visit, it ended up being that she had an abnormal EEG and that she could be prone to seizures. She had her first seizure, like Lauren said, when she was 8 years old. So that began our journey with epilepsy.
Doctor, the seizures and a lot of things related to that have a stigma about it. Sometimes it impacts your schooling or your employment. Talk a little bit about what, I guess, has been or had been the major treatment for something like that.
So there's been medications that have been around for years. There's actually over 30 medications on the market. But most of them really helped maybe only two-thirds of patients with epilepsy. But a third, over a million patients, despite trying even two meds, continue to have seizures. And so for that reason, you know, over the years, other options have come out. So there's been surgery, and then there's been something called neuromodulation. What neuromodulation is it's different devices that basically try to control the seizures without having to take any brain tissue out. So, for example, Lauren has something called the RNS, the Responsive Neurostimulation System. It was actually FDA approved in November of 2013, so it hasn't even been around fully 10 years yet. But what it is it's an implant in the brain that senses Lauren's seizures right when they start and sends an electrical input to stop it within milliseconds, ideally before Lauren even feels a seizure. And she can talk to you about when the last time she felt a seizure was.
Yeah, if you could share, Lauren, a little bit about how this has impacted you and what you feel about this.
I've been over 2 years seizure-free. I'm much more confident in myself. I can do a lot more by myself. I have a job at a daycare that I love. My coworkers are very understanding and supportive of that. I can go for walks by myself, and I'm just a happier person.
Well, that's great to hear about that. Mary Ann, when did you suddenly realize there has been a change in what Lauren was going through?
Definitely after the RNS was placed. Prior to that, Lauren was on 4 different seizure medications, which made her very, very tired, not happy. She was kind of like zombie-like. These seizure medications are very strong in that you're very fatigued, and the seizures alone can make Lauren very tired. So 1 minute seizure can send Lauren into a 3-hour nap. So, you know, prior to the RNS system, she was just not very alert, very tired. And after the RNS was placed, we were able to come off some of those medications, and she was definitely a much happier, more alert person.
Dr. Becker, is this maybe then standard procedures for this, or is there only certain people that really would qualify for some type of treatment like this?
So that's a good question. Lauren did have seizures coming from both of her temporal lobes, both sides. So if someone has seizures coming from one or two spots in their brain, that, you know, and they don't want surgery, or potentially, you know, when you have two spots coming, having seizures in the brain, it's not typically safe to take both of those spots out. So Lauren was a candidate, and many people are. There's actually a quiz. So there's a website called neuropace.com, and there's a quiz that patients can take to see if the RNS is right for them. But it is a neuromodulation device that has served over 6,000 people to date and continues to markedly reduce seizures and make some people seizure-free, like Lauren.
Again, if people want to find out about neuropace.com, if they want to get more information on that, this information about technology that has really helped out a lot of folks. Dr. Becker and Lauren and Marianne, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing the information with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Again, it is National Epilepsy Awareness Month, the month of November.